fact that they keep coming is only evidence of how desperate they must be wherever they're coming from.
They risk their lives to escape whatever was going on in their countries to come to our country, and we can't even honor them at all. Welcome to the Shrinks on Third. I'm psychologist Julie Mayer.
And I'm psychologist Cindy Ariel. You know, we learned that not a lot of people know or care about the people who die trying to come to the United States for a better life for themselves or their families. So we're dedicating this podcast to them. We're giving a moment to highlight and value them because their lives matter.
Have you ever wondered what happens to the migrants who have traveled all the way up to the American southern border, but who don't make it, who are murdered on their way, or who die of heat stroke, dehydration, or hunger? What happens to their bodies? Today, we're going to talk about migrant death.
Kind of sad and ashamed to say I never thought of it. But of course, people attempting the dangerous desert journey into the United States seeking a better life often lose their lives in the process. Most of the remains are never identified. These people had lives, they had families, they had significant reasons to take on the danger of this trek. Their lives, though, were even more perilous and made death worth the risk. They leave extreme poverty and violence and head to the United States, where they may become dehydrated, like you just said, Julie, burn up in the desert sun. They could also freeze at night. They have to walk at night to avoid being caught, which raises the risks of injuries or getting trapped in the treacherous terrain. They can get bitten by poisonous snakes. Some get sick and die in our custody after making the journey and getting here. Even when they're found and we try to identify remains, they're often so worn by the wind and the sand and the heat and the dryness that it's often too difficult to ever identify them. The odds of identifying them has to do with how long they're dead and the condition of their body when it's found. What happens when they die along the way to their so-called better life?
Wow, that's really horrible. And I don't even know that we have a system in place to identify them. It's like they just vanish from the earth and we stop caring about them. Those not identified, or even those identified with, but there's no information about their family. I mean, they just disappear. It's like they just vanish into the ether. Families may never know what happened to them. It's so sad. There could be families waiting in the US for them and they never arrive, and no one can say for sure what happened to them or where their body is if they are dead. Or families who are hoping to get word of their safe arrival, maybe even hoping to be sent for, never hear from them again. And there's nowhere to go to find the answer to what happened to them.
We're talking about hundreds of thousands of migrants who attempt to enter the US each year and are caught trying to do so illegally. It's unclear how many die trying to come here and how many of their remains are ever recovered and or identified. Most that are found in the summer when there are more people attempting the trip. Nobody knows for sure how many there are. Thousands are projected. Many bodies are never found. There are hungry animals in the desert, like coyotes and vultures, and extreme weather conditions that can make bodies and bones just disappear. Also, our government has often made policies without regard to what these people endure, and even with regard to their possibility of dying, our government has concluded that, well, if they die, that will help us deter others. And so their bodies become an implicit, sometimes explicit, part of the policies. The fact that they keep coming is only evidence of how desperate they must be wherever they're coming from.
I have to say, I think it's really disgusting that their dead bodies lying in the path of other immigrants is a warning sign that the American government thinks that's a good thing. As a deterrent. That is disgusting. And it's so tragic. Their lives must have been so difficult for them to even want to make this very dangerous trek to our southern border. They risked their lives to escape whatever was going on in their countries, to come to our country, and we can't even honor them at all. It's like they're animals. They're not people. Instead, they're left to be eaten or decompose. And I can't believe that that's a good thing, that our government thinks it's a cruel warning to others, and they like that idea, who are trying to escape terrible situations. And they see coming here as their only option. Otherwise, they wouldn't do it. We are so disrespectful of these people.
Federal law doesn't mandate what should be done with remains of people found in the desert. Medical examiners in the border towns where bodies are brought do try to identify as many as possible. They hope to find belongings because that helps with the identification. They collect DNA and compare them to DNA from family members who are looking for loved ones that they were expecting to show up. But sometimes people are afraid to come and offer DNA or to look for their loved ones because they fear they themselves will be detained.
That's horrible. Well, before 1991, remains were buried in pauper graveyards with the name of Jane or John Doe and a number. Rows and rows of them in land covered with snakes, unkempt, often chained off, certainly not an attractive graveyard. No visitors were welcome or expected. Around 1991, they realized that cremation was more cost-effective. So now those bodies are cremated and often scattered at sea. They also now bury them in an accessible part of the cemeteries. They'll wait 30 days frequently before cremating them, I guess so that someone might be able to identify the body, but sometimes it's too late when the families come. It has taken compassionate Americans to push for this and to do the work of burying the remains with respect.
Many people view the people trying to enter our country as, quote, illegal aliens, who shouldn't be where they are or maybe even deserve what they got. They don't have compassion for them. But these are people, and they did not choose to be in a circumstance that led them to have to risk their life in order to have the possibility of living fully. The more barriers we set up for people trying to enter the country, the more likely it is that they'll find an even more treacherous and remote route. This has been proven, because they have to do it. So they're going to try to find some route to avoid capture. And in addition to the hot and harsh desert terrain, there are the smugglers, the people in whom they trust their lives to lead them through, and who may or may not actually get them there. It's easy to get lost even with a smuggler. One of the most common ways they die is dehydration. When found, there's an attempt to identify them. They're put in a body bag and then into a cooler.
And that's only when they're found. And many are not found because no one's looking for them.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people, Cindy, would really, really rather not think about this issue. I know that in learning about it, I found it very upsetting, very disturbing. And, you know, some people will say that it's the migrants' own fault and that we shouldn't have to be responsible for these people or their dead bodies. But I think that as a country, as a society, we need to be more caring than that. We definitely need a better immigration policy and more humane treatment of immigrants who make it across the border, or who almost do, make it to the border. But we also need to care for those who don't make it. As a reflection of who we are as a country, as a people, we should be respectful. We should be a country that respectfully cares for its dead.
Exactly. We need policies with compassion that treat people like people, not as if illegal aliens are not people just like us, but born to another circumstance. There's a couple of nonprofits that I heard about that are just ordinary people trying to help. No More Deaths at nomoredeaths.org is a humanitarian organization based in Arizona and founded in 2004. Which is dedicated to stopping the deaths of migrants in the desert and to work on immigration reform to encourage humane immigration policy. And then there's Border Angels at borderangels.org, another nonprofit organization that advocates for human rights, humane immigration reform, and social justice. They work to reduce the number of deaths along the U.S.-Mexico border by educating and assisting the communities on both sides of the border. Their services include free immigration and employee rights consultations, educational programs, water drops in the desert, and what they call caravans of love to Tijuana to support and aid migrants that are in need.
It's so good to hear that there are people who are really trying to work to improve the situation. We really want to thank those people for caring about these lives, for offering compassionate help to them, and for giving them honor and dignity at the end of what turns out to be their very tragic lives.
Yes, we do. Thanks for listening.
You can find us at shrinksonthird.com and follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Shrinks on Third. Till next time,
take care.